You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's the best bits of the week.
With Morgan.
Part two.
She's breaking down the top seven segments from the Bobby Bones Show this week.
Happy, happy weekend, everybody. It's best bits, just the bits time. Make sure you check out part one and part two this weekend with Lunchbox. I made sure he didn't yell too much for y'all. Okay, I'm trying to keep him a little bit quieter and a little bit calmer. But it was fun. We talked about his Christmas break, something massive that I broke at a huge sporting goods store, and the stores that we hope don't ever close because there's so many of them closing, and what's in for us for 2024. That's all over Best Bits Part 1. And then the listener Q&A in Part 3, we found out what Lunchbox's life is like at home. Did he go to the Christmas party at that guy's house that he talked about? And if he'll ever run another marathon. So good stuff all up and over those two parts. For now, it's time for us to dive in the best segments from the show this week. Let's go. Woohoo! George Burge stopped by the studio. He had his first number one song at country radio. And so he stopped by to talk all about it, how he felt, his feelings, emotions, all that good stuff. And he gave an incredible performance and a cover of a song that he recently did with Eli Young Band. Those performances are on our YouTube page at Bobby Bones Show. But for now, you're going to hear the interview with George Burge.
Number seven, it's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
his name is George Burge. Just had his first ever number one with this song right here. I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four. And we rarely do this when the person is here. This is your intro. Anything you want to say about you before we get to you?
I'm just glad to be here.
Okay, and he's glad to be here. All right, here he is. Ray, hit it. George Burge. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
George Burge.
Congratulations, buddy. A number one song. Come on. How does it feel?
It feels like a dream. I mean, I have been chasing this literally my entire life. And there were so many nights where I felt like it was too big a challenge or never going to happen or what am I thinking? And to have it all come together, especially at a time when the world's kind of like slowing down and I get to be home and I got to go back to Texas and see my family and my friends and my wife and kids who had just sacrifice so much for me to be here is a really, really good way to end the year.
Yeah, your wife and kids, man, like you're off doing the thing to chase your dream and support them, and they're also supporting you, but that's got to be a hard part of what this industry is.
And it's like I couldn't do it if they didn't believe in it. You know what I mean? If I didn't have that to come home to, you know, it's hard enough. There's enough second guessing when you're out there by yourself. So to have that foundation behind me was just the best. So it's been a dream of a year.
Your wife's way prettier than you. Thoughts?
We started dating freshman year of college, and I think I asked her to marry me right after our senior year because I knew that was I couldn't let that get away. I'd way out kick my coverage. She was a cheerleader. I was a golfer. There was no reason she should have been dating me, so I'm very lucky to have locked that one down.
What would you say to yourself 5 years ago?
I think the hardest thing for me to learn that took the longest but was the biggest turn of a corner was learning how to say no. I got to town and I saw what was working on radio. I saw people getting famous, and I just tried to be like, well, if I'm more like this, or if I chase that, or if I make myself sound more like him, maybe it'll work. And it wasn't until I was on the verge of giving up and just saying, you know what, I'm just going to be me, and if it works, it works, and if it doesn't, I'll go figure out something else to do, that it actually worked. And so I think when I learned how to, you know, turn the rest of the world off and just be honestly myself was when I figured out how to make the music that I wanted to make.
Would you give us a little verse and chorus of Mind on You?
Yeah.
We don't need the whole song. I mean, we played every 7 seconds. So we don't need the whole song. Yeah, I mean, it's the number one song. Was it cool to have that song slowly start to be sang back louder and louder and louder? Like, could you just see the growth of it?
It felt... this is such a dumb reference, but I don't know if you've ever seen the movie, That Thing You Do, but I felt like I was living inside of that movie. It was like, you know, it was such a big dream. I had played empty bars. It always just felt like it was never going to happen. And then all of a sudden it started to creep and people started to find it and share it with their friends. And then all of a sudden I see my social media going crazy. And then all of a sudden I show up and there's people actually in the audience. And then people are singing every word back. And people are telling me about how they danced to that song at their wedding, or how they, you know, proposed to their girlfriend with that song. And just seeing people put it into their lives, a song that meant so much to me. I wrote that song about my wife, how I felt about her when we started dating in college, how I still feel about her now. It's like on borderline obsession. You're just crazy about them. They consume every thought. And we make music to try to relate to other people, and to see people in the world take that song and feel something from it too was like, it was the most magic thing in the world for me.
George Burge is here. He told me, he said, don't watch, what's the movie called, Mike? End of the World? Oh, Leave the World Behind.
Yeah, I love some Julia Roberts.
You and I were together, and you were like, never watch that movie. And I didn't know what it was. And my wife that night goes, hey, do you want to watch this movie? And I was like, yeah, sure. And then I was like, oh, George said, don't watch it. It's terrible. And then she's like, well, what happens? I was like, well, he just said, I'm not going to say anything specific about it. But we watched it, and I loved it. I thought it was amazing.
I think maybe you're smarter than I am. The first half of the movie, I was so in. There were so many storylines being set up. I felt like there's about to be this just complete mind-bending turnaround payoff bow at the end of it. And I'm a guy that needs closure.
That's it.
How'd you feel
about the end of Castaway?
I hadn't seen it.
What?
I know. I know Tom Hanks. I know Wilson. I had not seen Castaway. I'm embarrassed.
What?
Maybe we'll put that on the list for tonight.
Okay. You know he's in it, or you know him?
No, he's a personal friend. I'm just kidding. I just know he's in it.
Yeah, we disagreed on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You hate it. You were like, it's the worst movie I've ever seen. I never want it back in my those hours back. I need to have them back.
I just, my imagination is not great putting endings together. I need whoever made the movie to do that for me. And I didn't feel like I walked away with closure from that one. Maybe that's what it was.
Got it. Well, I loved it. And we are very different.
I feel like we need to put that one out to the jury, though.
Well, a lot of people hate it. It's very common that people hated
that
movie.
I was like, oh, Bobby said this so good. And I was going to watch it with a friend the other night. And they already watched it, and they said, oh, I hated it.
That makes me feel a little bit better. Thank you, Amy.
Yeah, no, a lot of people hated it. Don't worry. What's this? There's something here. Should I just grab it?
I brought a little something in, man. You have been a great friend, and I will never forget. I was just posting covers on Instagram about 2 years ago, and you weren't even following me at the time, I don't think, and you sent a message on a post that I had, like, with no engagement, and you just said, hey, man, this is good. You should come on the show. And I about fell out of my chair when I read it. And I came on the show and played Mind on You for the first time. And now I'm sitting here with the number one song. And so I wanted to bring something in for you, just for being such a friend and a believer and changed my life.
Hey, man, thanks.
That's awesome.
Well, you should put clothes on in your picture, though.
I even wrote something fancy on the bottom there, man.
It's a big nude from George. Yeah, that's awesome. So one of our mutual friends is Matt Stell.
Yes.
That's my dude. It's your close friend, too.
One of my best buds, yeah.
And Matt was like, hey, George's song, Cowboy Songs, which I've seen on socials and stuff. He was like, that's the greatest song. And I said, really? So I spent more time with it. I'm like, that is the greatest song. And I know it's not out yet, but can you play it acoustic for us?
Hey, man, we debuted Mind on You on the show. Okay. We may as well do Cowboy Songs.
All right, so this is George Burge. This song is not out yet. Doesn't come out till in February, but this is the one that Matt Stell was like, this is the greatest song of his. So here we go. This is George and Cowboy Song.
That's awesome, dude. Wow. Nice job. Wow.
That's a good one. That's a good
so
one.
Good.
That's a good one.
Thank
you like
you,
that one?
Thank you. That's probably my favorite song I've written. It's one that we started playing live kind of with no expectations, and people have just been going crazy for it. And so we went straight to the studio, recorded it, working on getting it out as fast as we can, and hopefully going to be my next single to country radio. So super excited about that one.
All right, how many Texans? We got Amy.
Here.
Austin, Texas.
Yep.
You?
Yeah, I'm a Texan.
Yeah, what, where?
Austin, Texas.
Okay.
McAllen, Texas.
Okay. George?
Austin, Texas.
Yeah. And yeah. Ray, what are you? You're
San Marcos.
No, but you're Michigan.
He's from the North.
I went to Texas State.
Yeah, I know. Okay, we're just saying who's from. So we got
Lunch and I actually went to rival high schools.
Yeah.
Not the same time, though.
Well, so different times, but yeah.
I was a little older.
Yeah, yeah. A little older.
Dang.
Yeah.
Well, my school rivaled
first.
His, too.
No.
Where did you go?
No, he went to McAllen.
I went to McAllen. Yeah.
Well, I went to Austin High.
No, this is like real rivalry.
Yeah.
Okay, nobody cares about you guys' high school rivalry. I'll be honest with you. We're going to play super easy Texas trivia.
You guys want to hang out sometime.
Okay.
All right, so put on your letter jackets, go to the mall shop another day.
I'm from King.
Super easy Texas trivia. If you miss it, you're out.
Oh,
ready?
Jeez.
All right, Amy, what's the capital city of Texas?
Austin.
Correct. Lunchbox, what's the official state nickname of Texas?
The Lone Star State.
Correct.
Oh, gosh.
Eddie, what city is the Alamo in?
San Antonio.
Correct. George, what city is known as Space City and is home to NASA's Johnson Space Center?
Houston.
Correct. Everybody's still in. Good job. Amy, what's the state flower of Texas?
Bluebonnet.
Correct. Lunchbox, what university is located in College Station?
Texas A&M.
Correct.
Giggum.
Eddie, what river forms the natural border between Texas and Mexico?
The Rio Grande.
Correct. George, which iconic event takes place annually in Austin and showcases music, film, and interactive media?
South by Southwest.
Correct. Amy, what's the name of the football stadium in Arlington that serves as the home of the Dallas Cowboys?
Oh, it's a big one. They just got the new one.
Yeah.
And it's like got all the screens. Say it again. Say something again. Cowboys.
Time.
Darlington.
Incorrect. The answer is?
AT&T
Stadium, yes.
Oh, AT&T, that.
All right, Amy, you've been eliminated from Texas trivia.
Did it used to be something else?
Cowboys Stadium, maybe?
Maybe when you were two.
Whatever.
All right. Lunchbox, what country singer is known as the King of Country?
George Strait.
Correct.
Yeah!
Eddie, what Texas city is known for the Riverwalk?
San Antonio.
Good. What's the largest city in Texas by population? George.
It's got to be Houston.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, he was almost eliminated.
Yeah, that was close.
Well, Dallas-Fort Worth together, but it's separate. Yeah. What's the state tree of Texas, Lunchbox?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He got it. You can tell it's coming to him.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at that Austin FC like logo, their soccer team, it is that.
What is that?
State tree of Texas.
That's a big sucker. Give me an oak.
Incorrect.
What is that called?
It's pecan tree.
Never heard of it?
It's rough.
No, I wouldn't have got that.
Eddie, what city skyline has Reunion Tower that resembles the top of a microphone or disco ball?
Dallas.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
George, what's the name of the State Fair of Texas mascot?
Big Tex?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. He's good.
I feel pretty good about that. Thanks.
That was a good one. Which river flows through the heart of San Antonio, Eddie?
Would that be the San Antonio River?
Correct.
Wow. Woo! I'm glad you got that question.
What in the world?
Which major river, George Burge, flows through the heart of Austin and is popular for outdoor activities like kayaking and hiking?
What is the Colorado River?
Correct.
Okay, nice. Jeopardy.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Eddie, which famous Texas battle fought in 1836 played a crucial role in the state's fight for independence from Mexico?
Alamo.
No, incorrect.
What?
It's the Battle of San Jacinto.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
So you got to know that one, Eddie.
You got to get this right, George.
George, for the win. Which famous 19th century cattle trail stretched from Texas to Kansas used for cattle drives? Can you name that cattle trail?
Dang. I would have got Battle of San Jacinto.
Okay. All right.
Which famous 19th century cattle trail stretched from Texas to Kansas used for cattle drives?
I don't know. I'm out.
You know what?
Is it the Oregon Trail?
No.
What?
What in the world?
Oregon?
She's over there shaking like she has, like she got a fever bad. No, it's the Chisholm Trail.
Chisholm.
All right. That's where I live.
Sudden death. You guys buzz in with your name.
Got it.
You yell George, you yell Eddie if you know it. Here we go. Which desert is located in West Texas and is the second largest in the United States?
Is it a desert?
No, okay. The Chihuahuan Desert would have been the
never
answer.
Heard of it.
All right, next up. Who is often referred to as the father of Texas for leading
Eddie. Sam Houston.
Incorrect.
What? Whoa.
For leading the successful colonization of the region. Who is often referred to as the father of Texas for leading the successful colonization of the region? George Burge.
Stephen F. Austin.
Correct.
Winner.
Oh, wow.
Welcome to the show, Eddie.
Wow.
Wow. He beats me at everything.
Good job.
I actually paid Eddie $100 last time I played golf, so it feels good to win this today.
Let's do one more song here. So that song that you and Eli Young Band did, Amy's Back in Austin, the cover, why'd you guys do that?
So, first of all, to get the call to do that was like the biggest honor ever. Growing up in Texas, I listened to Little Texas a ton, and that was my favorite Little Texas song. And, you know, this like starting to get some momentum with having our first hit song and like being conversations and having people even think of me is like so new. So Little Texas was putting out a tribute album and they reached out and asked if I wanted to sing Amy's Back in Austin with Eli Young Band because I'm from Austin. And it blew my mind to even be considered for that because A, that was a soundtrack of like my childhood, and B, Eli Young Band is like one of my biggest influences coming out of Texas. So I was over the moon to do it. It was an instant yes for me, and it was so much fun to get to do.
That's awesome. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here is George Burge.
Come on. Woo. George Burge in studio.
Wow. Congratulations, buddy. First
thank
number
you,
one.
Thank you. What a feeling.
What a feeling. I mean, I don't feel it, but you do, and I like that. At George Burge on Instagram. So, doing some those Parker McCollum dates, like Burn It Down tour. What's up? What else are you doing live music wise this year?
So, we have a huge tour announcement coming top of February. Probably biggest tour that I've ever been a part of, and then we've got a bunch of festivals coming. It is going to be a really, really big year. We're going to be all across the country. New music coming, big tour coming. 24 is going to be one for the books for us.
That's super exciting. Congratulations, buddy.
Thanks.
There
Brian.
He is, our friend George Burns.
Thank you. You guys are the best.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Everybody loves the fantasy drafts. So this week we did a draft of foods that start with the letter T. Harder than I thought. I also had the first round pick, and how I didn't think of the best food ever to be my first pick. I mean, I had a really strong team, don't get me wrong. But how I missed it and it got all the way to Bobby before it was picked blew my mind. Like, I don't know why. It just did not come up. But here, you're about to hear the teams we picked for foods that start with T.
Number six.
Morgan, you're the draft champion now. You should take the belt.
Oh, yeah. Give me that lunchbox.
We did it before vacation. Morgan won the most romantic couples draft.
Woo.
This will be a quick turnaround, though, because now we're going to do the draft for foods that start with the letter T.
Whoa.
Now, Raymundo, you're back in.
Yeah.
Amy finished last. How do you know?
I heard.
You heard it was embarrassing for you?
I heard that I came in last.
Okay, so is that a dice roll?
Yep.
Here we go. Foods start with T.
Oh,
Ray. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, Morgan. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. Morgan, foods that start with T. Nope.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm going tater tots.
Oh, wow. I didn't think about that one.
Tater tots.
That was okay. Well,
I have it up there in my top section. Ray?
I did too.
Oh, I can get it so late, so I got to wait. Tortilla chips. Okay. First thing I reach for
good.
At a Mexican restaurant.
My number one's still on the board. I'm so happy. I got tacos.
You just won the draft,
dude. Good job.
You just won the draft. I don't know where
so
you guys.
I'm so happy I got tacos.
Oh, there's more stuff.
Yeah, but tacos.
Oh, there's a lot. I got a whole page.
Lots.
What?
I take tacos. Lunchbox?
Yeah, give me a second.
They say, like.
How much time do you need?
A lot.
Taffy.
Because I had tacos and I had tater tots. I did not have tortilla chips.
So we're drafting foods to start with T. You will put teams together. You vote on your favorite team. Go ahead.
Give me tamales.
That's good.
Yum.
That's good. Eddie.
I mean, guys, you can't have the chip without the actual tortilla. Give me a tortilla.
You can't have a taco without a tortilla either. But.
Right.
Correct, so I win it all.
Well, no, we're not doing it.
Because you're not just going to eat the tortilla. Who just eats tortilla?
It's not the book of Genesis, bro. It didn't start and create. And
yeah.
This is just, you get tortilla.
Yeah, I get the next one?
So, yes, now you get to go first in the second round. Go ahead.
Come on. Give me Twix.
I love Twix.
That's food.
You don't have to justify it.
Tortilla and Twix is all I need in life.
That sounds good together. Lunchbox?
Shh. Guys, you know what I love? I love me some turkey!
You do?
Turkey! Turkey and tamales? Oh, my goodness. You just cooked a big turkey at Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Very festive.
Oh. That's good.
Woo!
Mm.
Man, I had a good one picked. And I was like hoping you guys didn't take it, but I can't take it.
Why not?
I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
I'm such an idiot.
Why can't you take it?
I'll tell you about it later.
Well, I know, but...
The one I want to pick, I don't think it counts as a food.
You can pick whatever you want.
Okay.
It just is the listeners don't vote for it.
Okay.
You don't get it.
What could it be?
That's... I'm going to do... I'm going to do tomato soup with a grilled cheese.
Nah. You can say that?
Yeah.
So sure. Whatever you want.
That's great.
I literally just said you can say whatever you want. The listeners decide.
Okay, that is good.
Tomato soup with a grilled cheese.
That's really awesome. Dang it.
Really good.
I didn't make that up. That's a thing. Ray?
I'm going to still pump my other one to the third round. Here in the second, I'm going to go with the best cake you're going to have at any holiday party or regular party. You probably just had it, though. Trace Leches cake.
Great. I have it on.
Yeah!
He's a very Mexican food letter. All the best stuff here is Mexican food.
Yeah, tamales, tacos, Tres Leches.
I like the way he named all of ours and not his. Thank you.
Well, it's not Mexican, though.
Tortilla.
Oh, true.
He goes, tamales, tacos, Tres Leches.
That's a good point.
You just gave us credit.
Yeah, but that's not how the voting works.
That's true. Voting does work on credit. All right, go ahead.
Okay. People have this
wait,
it's my turn.
Oh, I thought Eddie just went. Sorry.
Dang. Okay, people have this every morning. It's toast.
Ah, oh, toast is solid.
That's good.
That's solid.
Just dry toast?
Hey,
toast can come in every kind.
You can insert your own narrative with toast.
You have tortilla.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Delicious.
Ray?
This is my absolute favorite thing. I can't believe I have it in the third round. It has been stolen from the fridge because it is so amazing.
Wait, am I supposed to go?
Oh, you have to go again?
No.
Yeah.
Oh. Will you leave toaster strudel for Ray?
No. No.
Will you please leave toaster strudel for Ray?
That's not how the game works.
But if she wasn't going to take it, let Ray have his toaster strudel.
Oh, steal that.
Morgan.
It's up to you, Morgan.
I did have it on my list.
Would you have taken it next?
I don't know.
Take it, Morgan.
If you feel like you would have taken it next, take it next.
Oh, my gosh.
I do love an apple toaster strudel, but I'm going to go with Twizzlers instead.
Okay. Ray.
Yeah, put it in the toaster. Strudel me.
Okay, so.
You're welcome, Ray.
I'm final here.
Whoa, no.
For me, it's my final pick.
Yeah, we all got one more.
Yeah.
But we go backwards because I'm so confused.
We know.
Because it went Morgan, Ray, so it should go Eddie, me, then you.
No, it doesn't. What's wrong with you?
You okay, dude?
Do a clock.
I am so confused. Who drafted first?
Me.
Morgan. It went Morgan, Ray, me, you, Eddie. And then it goes back.
Oh, my God. I thought Ray drafted first.
Okay.
That's why I'm lost.
Why. Okay.
But even if that were the case, it
so
would still be me.
So we were going back backwards.
This is third round. It'd still be me.
I'm drunk.
What you got, Bobby?
Yep. I'm going to go T, parentheses, sweet.
T, parentheses, sweet. Okay. Yeah, that works.
T, but parentheses, sweet. Lunchbox.
Yeah. I haven't hit that dessert cart yet, so I'm going to go hit that dessert cart.
Wait, I think you're going to do something that you don't know if people eat it or if it's food.
Yeah, I don't know if I can say that.
Parents?
Eddie, I'll write it down.
Toenails. Oh, tongue.
Can I say that?
No, you can't say that.
Okay.
No. 100%
can't. No. Oh, my gosh.
Nope.
No.
No.
Mike, can I say that?
No. Okay, go ahead. Pick your other one.
I'm going to go with tiramisu.
That's good.
Ew.
Eddie?
What is that?
It's a dessert.
It's Italian.
I'm going to end it up with Totina's pizza rolls.
That's good. Okay, so here are the teams, and you guys...
Okay.
Please go vote on your favorite team. The names won't be on them when you vote. You'll just see the three. Don't vote for just the first one because that's the first round. Vote for the team, the total team. And if we're looking at the teams here, Morgan had tater tots, toast, and Twizzlers.
That's solid.
Food to start with T. Raimundo had tortilla chips, tres leches cake, and toaster strudel. I have tacos.
I have one. That's it.
Tomato soup with a grilled cheese and tea, parentheses sweet. Lunchbox had tamales, turkey, and tiramisu, and Eddie had tortilla, Twix, and Totino's pizza roll.
Yeah.
And Lunchbox confused us all in the middle of it about the order.
I mean, I got so confused.
I had two really good ones I was going to use. I thought Taco would be gone, so the second round I had planned to take Taco Bell or Taco Bell Crunchwrap Supreme.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I can't pick tacos and then Taco Bell Crunchwrap Supreme.
Oh, Taco Bell.
I didn't even think about that.
I know.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Between Amy and I, we're sharing lots of single stories this week, and she got hit on via email. She had to send a photo of a hat that she was wanting to get some work done on, and she's in the photo. So the person that was on the other end of that email exchange, yeah, well, they wrote back and hit on her. So that happened. And then Eddie saw, or what he thinks he saw, a server hit on her when they were at a restaurant together. So that's all the latest in Amy's single. I don't think I can sing it as good as Bobby, but Amy's single. Da-na-na-na. That's all I got. Yep. Okay. Here we go.
Number five.
All right. Sing it with me. Single Amy. Single Amy. Single Amy. Single Amy.
Okay.
Single Amy.
Right.
Single Amy. Single Amy. Amy. Okay. So Amy's single. So what's the deal? What happened with you?
Well, I sent an email about doing some work on this hat, like an embroidery type thing. And So I included a picture of me in the hat, and then I got a reply back that unfortunately he couldn't do what I was asking, but that he's got some cute things that could maybe work if I want to stop by the store. And he complimented
just read the email
how I looked.
Just read the email.
I know, but it's awkward.
I know, just read the email.
It's awkward to read.
It's awkward for us to hear you stumble through it because you don't want to say it.
Okay, because it's awkward.
Or I can read it if you want.
You read it because it's awkward.
Okay, well, hand it to me. Okay, here it is. He replies, unfortunately, this is not something we can help with. However, we could produce a new hat with this embroidery if that is something you're interested in.
Okay, great.
So far, so good. I hope you don't mind me saying that you are beautiful. Feel free to stop by my shop anytime. I'd love to get to know you better.
Wait, what?
Wow.
That's in the email?
Yeah, hard term.
I've never heard of that.
Okay.
Unfortunately, this is not something we can help with. However, we could produce a new hat with this embroidery if that is something you're interested in. I hope you don't mind me saying that you are beautiful. Feel free to stop by my shop anytime. I'd love to get to know you better. Not even like a break in paragraph. Like in the same paragraph.
Shit.
He had to get it out.
Do you know what this guy looks like?
No, not a clue.
Does he know you're single? Did you mention above, hey, I'm single?
Single Amy. No?
No, the only thing I could think of, because my friend and I were talking about that, is like in the picture that I sent, I don't have on a ring. So maybe that, you know?
He should have at least put his Instagram so you could see what he looked like and then made a decision if you wanted to do the next weird thing, which is, hey, because what do? You go by in the store and you're like, I'm looking for Mr. Email.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know. Okay. Well, that was my question. I was like, okay, because remember that one time?
Yeah,
You
got hit on.
Okay, because I've been confused before.
Yeah, you thought they were hitting on you. No, they want you to open a credit card.
He said you're beautiful.
Yeah. So basically, they could really do that hat, but he can't do it until you come by the studio or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
No problem. We get that done.
Know what he looked. If you knew what he looked like, it would just be easier for him to.
That's probably why it was easy for him to type that. It's all behind a keyboard.
Well, just what's his name? I'll put him in Facebook.
You'll put him in Facebook.
Interesting.
Okay, CIA. Thanks for
okay.
Eddie, what did you see?
Okay, we were at a restaurant. We were all sitting there. There was a lot of us at the same table, right? So the server kind of went around in a circle taking everyone's order.
My wife's birthday party.
Your wife's birthday party.
Got it.
And Amy, we weren't sitting next to each other. So when we got our meals, she comes up. She's like, what did you get? And I said, I got the gnocchi. And she said, oh my gosh, my server told me don't get the gnocchi because it's not very good. I'm like, the same server? It's like, yeah. So I was like, why would the same server tell her, oh, don't get that. It's a dude. Mm-hmm. Oh, don't get that. That's not very good. And then tell me, yeah, great. Noki, perfect. And move on. Totally hitting on her.
Amy?
Is that hitting? No, he didn't say it wasn't very good. He said, I was choosing between the Noki and some other pasta. And he said, hey, to be honest, the Noki is not my personal favorite. So I would go with the other. And I was like, thanks for the heads up.
You know what he told me? Oh, the gnocchi? I love the gnocchi. Good choice.
Which what I got was amazing. And I tried Eddie's and I was like, oh, okay, he steered me right. Eddie's was still good.
This guy working at a hat store as a side hustle?
Wow. Same dude.
But I don't think he was hitting on me.
Oh, why would he do that then?
I don't know.
Looking out for you.
Maybe. He did say honey.
Was he older?
Yeah. Not much older, but a little older.
But I mean, like.
But now we're
70.
At that age. Where,
No.
We're at that age now where older is us.
What if a 22-year-old came up to you and was like, what's up?
That would be weird. I cannot do that.
You couldn't?
You wouldn't?
No. No, I would not
You shouldn't.
I would, no.
No, you should if you want
I wouldn't.
To. What if, like, it's he's really funny?
No, I could be his mom, and that's hard for me. I don't.
But your dad.
When I do any kind of math and I'm somebody's mom, potentially, it's not going to work.
But your dad, when he, like, a stepmom of yours.
Yeah.
What was the age difference there?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I get what you're saying. Men, I do think there are some women that can go out with younger men, and they like that. That's great. It is, I guess we expect it more from men. So it'd probably be normal if you heard of a 42-year-old dating a 22-year-old girl. Normal-ish. Yeah. But not for me. It's just not my thing. I just don't. Okay, they look like babies.
What about a 65-year-old, like, Silver Fox? Mm.
Rich?
Also not. Well,
at least probably security. 65, been saving up a long time.
AARP at that time. Probably not. No, that's too old.
Okay, what about 58?
Age, okay, let me just solve this and give y'all an age range
that
I'm thinking of. 35 to 50.
Single Amy. What's a 32-year-old, though, that's hot to try it?
The thing about, okay, here's where, okay, 32-year-olds, if they're single and never been married, they potentially maybe want to have their own children. They want to have children. And I don't know that I can or will offer that, being that I'm almost 43 and I have two older children. So, like, to have a baby.
31-year-old that goes, I don't want kids. I just want your hot body.
Oh.
Don't say it like that.
That's what he said. He said it.
Yeah, he said it.
Oh, I could potentially see
there we go. 31. Single Amy. Everybody. Single Amy.
But I'm not going out with anybody.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nate Smith, the greatest guy ever, stopped by the studio. He was so fun to hear from because not only do we just talk about his life and music, but conspiracy theories were talked about and why he's into UFOs and Bigfoot and the tattoo that he had on him that he had to get covered up. It was very important. plus touring with Morgan Wallen. It was just all really fun. And of course, he performed some things like a song that you may know, Heart-Shaped Box, which is on our YouTube page. You can go check that out. I wish I could include these performances for y'all, but copyright issues and stuff, I can't put them on podcasts. But you can hear the interview right now and then quickly head over, do a little detour, watch his performance, and come back where we're going to dive into part three. For right now, here is Nate Smith on The Bobby Bones Show.
Number four.
Go.
On The Bobby Bones Show now.
Nate Smith.
You know, last, like, December 12th or something, I don't know, Nate and I kind of went on a date.
A date?
Yeah, right. Double date.
I mean, a double date? I didn't know it was that.
Yeah.
What was it?
We went to Brett Eldridge's Christmas show.
That's a date.
Well, and we didn't even know each other was going to be there. We just sat beside each other.
We did. Like right next to each other. Yeah. Like, hey, man.
We were right there. We were both in Brett's section. We were back there. I was back with Brett before he went on. He goes, hey, Nate's going to be out there sitting by you. You guys are still cool, right? I was like, yeah. I was like, who's not cool with Nate?
Then
it was me, my wife, and Nate, and Nate's girlfriend.
Yep.
And she's been on the red carpet, so I can mention her.
Yeah, you can.
How's that going?
As much as you want. Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
She puts up with me.
Yeah, she was awesome.
Dude, so awesome.
I sat beside her.
Yes. Well, she was like, do you want to switch so you can sit by Bobby? I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, we're. Because, like, hey, bud. Like, yeah, it's like, I didn't want to, like, bother you. I was just like, hey, man.
How's everything going musically? I was reading stuff about you. Like, you're going out. Do you feel any pressure in selling your own tickets?
Yeah, it's kind of a scary thing. Like, what if it doesn't work? You know, that kind of thing. But
it sucks.
People have been buying tickets, so I'm just like, thank God.
Are you super anxious? Because I am. If it's ticket sale day, I need to know every 10 minutes, every hour.
Oh, I was texting everybody.
Yeah.
I was really nervous.
Was this the first time that you put on like a whole, because your whole tour is like January to May, right? Like all the way through, you got a bunch of shows.
There's a bunch of shows. I think there's like 20 something dates.
Did you go through and be like, okay, which shows have done the best, which have done the worst? How do I
get
to those places to sell them? Because it's just a numbers game. It doesn't matter how many shows you put up. You're going to have a couple that don't sell as well as others.
But then there was like cities I was surprised, like New York City sold out like the first day.
Really?
And Denver, we added to a bigger room because this one's
that's
like,
awesome.
Oh my gosh, like, thank God, you know.
Yeah, congratulations, man.
I was pretty excited about
that.
Yeah,
that's super cool.
So a lot of them is sold out, and I'm like, it's magic. Thank you.
Do you feel like you're in a good place, like emotionally, mentally?
Yeah. I mean, there's been so much to like adjust with this thing and stuff, but
how are you doing with remembering people that you're supposed to remember, or at least they think you're supposed to remember them?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah,
I'm doing pretty good. I'm pretty good with names. Pretty good with faces. There's an occasional time where someone will know me and I don't, and I just kind of have to play it off.
And you never,
like a liar.
And you never ever say nice to meet you. Those days are over.
Good
for
to see you.
You
again.
Just not even again, because then they know you're lying.
Good to see you.
It's just good to see you. Don't say
those
again.
Are the tricks.
You're at the point now
good
where.
Good seeing you.
Yep.
Unless someone says they've never met you before, you should never say nice to meet you the rest of your life.
Ever.
You just say, hey, it's great to see you. Unless it's already been stated they haven't met you, then it's great to meet you. Because you'll
that's
be
wisdom right there. You'll,
oh yeah.
Okay, Bones. But what if they say we've never met?
No,
good
I didn't
to
say
see
again.
You covers
good to see
that.
You can mean anything.
Good to right. see you covers.
Like
you.
Okay. I never met a selling guy in a Rolling Stone shirt. What's your name? What's your name? Marcelo. Good to see you, buddy.
What
see,
if
how,
he's
how,
like,
that, how weird
what,
did that feel? Didn't
what if
feel
he's
weird
like,
at all?
Dude, I met you last time I was in here.
Yeah, I don't know. I just used that as an example. Yeah. So that's over. No more me and you right here. No more. Nice to meet you. Unless they say it first.
Okay.
It's only good to see you. I've had to put I'm disciplined on good to see you because I feel so stupid. I'm like, oh, great to meet you. No, we met 3 months. Oh, I'm such an idiot.
Well, it's not normal to meet that many people like you know, and try to remember all those people. That's a very, you know.
Yeah. So
your brain's like, what?
But now we're there, right?
We're there.
Only, not
good
again.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Not again.
No,
I've done it wrong so many times. Hey, good to see you again. Wait, when was the first time? Oh, you just look like my cousin Rob. Then you got to do that whole crap. Yeah. You look good, man. You look good. Except your hand. What's happening with your hand?
You know, this is just a cry for help, Bobby.
Your arm and your hand is wrapped.
It's wrapped. I had surgeries. I had carpal tunnel surgery on my wrist, on my elbow, and then they had to take the nerve. This is kind of gruesome.
Wait, all from carpal tunnel?
Yeah. So my ulnar nerve that runs down here, they had to move it over because it was easily movable kind of and – this is gross stuff.
No, it's not gross at all, actually. So wait, you had carpal tunnel so bad.
Yeah, I was like not being able to play guitar very good, and I wasn't able to push down on the frets and stuff like that. So I was like, let's knock this out.
Let's do some music here.
Yeah.
A couple things I want to do before we get rocking here musically with Nate because he's in here. Introduce your guys, Nate.
This right here is my buddy, Jess.
He's like, good to see you. What's your name?
good to see you, Jess.
Jess? And who's this?
This is Maddie Poole. Maddie Poole.
Maddie
Poole C. Maddie
Poole C. What?
Wait, what? I don't know about that.
So let me say this.
That's so weird.
Let's play a clip of Whiskey on You. First of all, this is the number one thing. And this is current single that's killing it right now. Here's World on Fire. You set my world on fire. Yes, so, I didn't talk to you about what you were going to play, but you're wearing a Nirvana shirt.
Yeah.
I recently did a show on Access TV where they were like, pick your five most instrumental albums of all time. And one of mine was Nirvana Unplugged in New York because they did.
Yes.
It was acoustic. They did David Bowie stuff. They did Meat Puppets. But are you a big Nirvana fan?
Massive. Massive. I actually would have loved to have done like an unplugged situation for my music in that same studio, but they tore it down in New York, which is really sad. But yeah, I'm a huge, huge fan.
I see Heart-Shaped Box here.
Yeah.
Is that the Nirvana version you're playing?
Kind of that structure, but I ended
It's
up,
not the same song. You changed it.
It's the same song.
No.
The same song.
Oh, it is the same song?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why I was asking if it was the same song or if you just wrote another song called Heart-Shaped Box.
We actually did record it, so it will be coming out.
Let's go.
Yeah, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah, right?
Do you want to do that one first or second?
Yeah, we can do that first.
Cool.
I didn't know that's what he was going to do, but I'm a massive Nirvana fan. And then when I saw the shirt and Heart-Shaped Box, I thought this will be cool. All right, so Nate Smith is here. Let me say this. Let me do a little promo for you while you guys are getting ready. Going out on his own World on Fire tour. It's 21 shows. It's already started all the way through May. You guys go to natesmithofficial.com. Nate Smith Official. I'll never tell him to his face, but I love this dude. He's so talented. I'm not going to tell you that to your face. I'm just saying that to them. And here he is doing Heart-Shaped Box. Here is Nate Smith. That was awesome, dude.
Wow.
Come on.
Wow.
That was like two levels. Like, it was just good. Your performance is really good, but I'm such a Nirvana nerd. Like, that was such a great version of that song that was obviously derivative, but not, like, corny derivative.
Oh, man.
So that was awesome. Great
Thank
job, guys.
Thank you so much.
Nate Smith is here. We're going to come back in a second and talk more with Nate. I really want to get into UFOs.
Yeah.
Yeah, like just a little talk. They get so annoyed when I bring it up.
Oh, boy.
What?
No, I mean, here we go.
No, oh, God. God.
Here we go.
Dude, all day.
We're going to do 3 hours.
See, that's what I was worried about, all day.
What? No, Nate Smith is here.
Bob Lazar.
You guys go go to his show. He's such a great singer. NateSmithOfficial.com. The tour's running all the way till the end of May.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Nate Smith.
Nate Smith's been killing it. Check out his show. Go to natesmithofficial.com. If he's going on tour doing his own show. I hope you go and buy tickets. This song, Whiskey on You, is gigantic for him. Ain't gonna waste one more night missing wanting you back. No. And World on Fire. You set my world on fire. Yes, so, are you a conspiracy? I'm not a conspiracy theorist. There are just certain conspiracy type things that I understand I don't know enough about to go, nope, not true.
Totally. Yeah, I love UFOs, Bigfoot, all that kind of stuff.
But like Bigfoot.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Like, that's not real.
I mean, I don't know.
Maybe I mean, that one's not real.
How is that one not real?
Well,
out
because,
of all of them.
Yeah.
Because that's just, we can see everything on Earth.
Can we?
Okay.
Yeah, like all it's right. a big hairy human. Okay, Bigfoot, not going to get me in that one. However, where do you think, what is your theory on UFOs? Is it, will it, where do they come from?
I think the whole thing with conspiracies, I'm more fascinated with the potential that it could be real than. Mm-hmm. But inside, I kind of know it's probably not. You know,
but with UFOs,
maybe I don't know. I just like I you see stuff like Bob Lazar. Like,
oh yeah, I watch all the Bob Lazar stuff.
Amazing, yes. Right? Like, and he's
from like these old school. He's like 70s, 80s. Mm. Yeah, he was like telling us stuff, and people say he's crazy.
He basically got hired. He said to go to Area 51 and work on these like crafts and stuff that had technology that we don't have, like anti gravity stuff. And I don't know. I mean, he seems like he's being honest, but I mean, that's a lot. You know, that's a lot to take in.
Bob Lazar seems pretty awesome. And not only that, I believe that, and I've made this analogy before with technology. How would you explain to one of the pilgrims a PlayStation 5? You wouldn't. You couldn't. They would not understand it. They would say, there's no...
It's magic.
Wait, there's a... First of all, they'd be like, a TV? Or they'd be like, a plug-in? Yeah, there's so many levels.
It's too much.
Right. And in the same way, there's technology. What makes us think that we could see everything even around us? We can't see rays. We can't see lasers. We can't... Animals can see certain things we can't, and colors, because they have cones in their eyes or things in their ears.
Energy. We can't see it.
So here's the thing. They're coming from the ocean. This is all fact, by the way.
The ocean.
Yeah, they're not coming from space, and they're probably us in the future.
I think that's probably
coming back to make sure we're not going to nuke ourselves, because they know how stupid we are with nuclear weapons.
And how about like ancient Sumeria talks, like you can see the hieroglyphs, and it shows that like people visited and stuff. It's like, that's really weird, right?
Tell me about the pyramids, how those suckers get built in those exact places that big.
Aliens, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all. Hey, just something to chew on.
No, I get it.
Hey, Nate and Bobby's Alien Minute. Yeah, sometimes I'll get on TikTok, and don't get me started about simulation.
I can't talk about simulation. That'll freak me out.
Why? You think you're in one too?
I don't. But the fact that it could be, it kind of messes with your reality a little bit. You know,
you guys are so weird.
It's so creepy.
Here's the deal,
isn't
Nate.
Creepy?
Nate, listen.
Are you glitching?
Oh, he's glitching.
Oh, no.
That's mean. That's mean.
There was no glitch.
That's mean.
There was no glitch.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's
things to talk about.
I will watch TikToks on simulation, or our mutual friend Brett will come over to the house. We will do 2 hours
talking
about simulation.
Well, so did Nate? Did upgrade a package? Like, is music doing well? Going on tour?
Oh, right,
well,
right,
part
right.
of it may not be a package. I was at my, let me tell you this, I was at my therapist. And my therapist, I talk about how.
Country artist.
Yes.
Yeah. It does kind of feel like that. It really does. If you come from a small town like Paradise,
yeah.
Like, you know me before, this is ridiculous.
Absolutely.
I should not even be here.
This Amen.
Is, wow.
Honestly,
right?
Dude, this is nuts.
I agree. Not you.
No.
Okay,
all
wait,
of this.
So your therapist.
Oh, yeah, I went to my therapist and he was like, hey, he was like, what is your view of yourself? And I said, well, I don't have a middle ground. I either in my life feel like I am the sun in a heliocentric world, universe, where everything revolves around me, that it's a simulation that I've paid for.
The sun, the S-U-N.
You said this in therapy?
Yes.
Damn.
I said, or this is, I can't tell if any of you guys are real or not, right? So, or if it's a simulation that I pay for, or that I'm just organic matter and we don't mean anything. We literally can mean nothing. We're just fractured. We're just dust. And the world's been around so long, we're not going to change anything with our lives. Nothing's going to, we're just done, out. And I said, I rotate between those two places, having absolutely no meaning at all.
Wow.
And, well, this whole thing revolves around me anyway. And there's nowhere in the middle. And he's like, well, we have a problem there. I was like, yeah,
we sure do. This is going
to
be a long one.
He's like, we got to find somewhere to put you. And I was like,
What will center that? It's like, I don't know. Like, what the good things in the world? You
I can't get inside of you to feel, hear your thoughts, your brain. I don't know if you're actually real.
I'm real.
Or if you're just.
Oh my God.
You don't know if I'm real. You literally don't. You can't get inside of me at all. I'm thinking.
Can't. Well, then what are you?
Exactly.
Wait, no.
You're the alien. You're the alien.
Thank you.
Nate thought he was on your side at the beginning of this, and now he's like,
we've taken a weird turn.
No, we haven't.
Weird.
This is what I do.
You see, Nate? This is what we deal with.
And don't even get me started on trees.
I'm sweating over here. Like,
trees?
Tree. What about trees?
You've never told us about trees.
Trees grow.
Yeah.
They have leaves.
They live.
Yeah.
They age. We're probably cutting them down, and they're like feeling pain. We have no idea.
Oh, I believe that.
That's a horrible thought.
I believe.
That they're communicating with different types of, what? Just because they don't make noise doesn't mean they don't communicate.
No, plant, no. Remember, we had a story about plants screaming. We just couldn't hear it. But they were able to record it a teeny tiny bit, and it was like,
come here!
Yeah, no. Like fish. Fish don't scream. You tell me that doesn't hurt? Hook
when
in the mouth?
When plants are deprived of water, they may emit a scream that is too high frequency for humans to hear, and they're screaming they need water.
See?
So all I'm saying is we don't know anything. All I'm saying. We know nothing except Nate Smith's here and he's got good music for us. Is this even real, though?
We know that.
I don't know. Do we?
Oh, great. Yeah, I don't know.
Do we?
Exactly. I wonder, if this is a simulation, like what really caused
Nate's, a simulation could be anything. That's just a word we use.
Well, I'm just picturing him asleep somewhere with the tubes all up in him, and I'm wondering.
It doesn't have to be that.
I know.
Do you believe in heaven?
That's part of the problem here.
Yes.
Okay, so if that's the bigger thing, we're just in these little body beings until we go to forever.
No,
so we're just
I
in a simulation on earth until
I guess,
you go
I
to heaven.
See simulation as being hooked up somewhere, just probably because
Matrix
of that Black Mirror episode or that also that movie.
Why you keep pointing at me?
Because I feel like you're going
to
know
you're
the names.
You're trying to talk me out of
the
simulation. They hire you guys to do that. Yeah, I know.
No, I was just thinking, like, Nate's arm. Is it really, was it really carpal tunnel? Or
should I take the bandages off?
No.
You guys want to do a little peeky-boo here?
Look, we're done.
A little peeky-boo.
Nate Smith, go. He'll do a whole talk before a show on this. NateSmithOfficial.com. He does a TED Talk on simulation, so you guys be sure to go. Nate, what are you going to play for us here?
I'm going to do Chasing Cars. We released that.
Snow Patrol.
Nice.
Wow.
We've been playing that one on the road, too. It's funny because I've never been this big cover guy, but these last two songs, I mean, like I have to do a Nirvana song. I love Kurt so much. And Chasing Cars has been like one of my favorite love songs forever because it's so simple, and it just feels epic.
It is a very lovely song for sure. All right, here he is, Nate Smith, Mr. UFO crazy guy. Here he is. All right, Bobby.
Is he real? Is he not?
Who knows? I don't know.
Is this song real?
I can't prove it.
Awesome,
dude.
So good.
Wow. Nate Smith. That was live. Wow, he's doing that right there. He didn't even fake that. That was just him singing. I think people are
was
like,
was it real?
People are like, was that a recording studio? That's as real as it gets, man. As real as aliens. That's why you asked me. You know what I mean?
I'm going to text you at 11:30 at night and be like, I can't sleep now. Thank you so much.
Well, I will not be awake because I go to bed early.
That's right.
But I do have on Do Not Disturb.
Okay.
But I have that on for you all the time. All every hour, so it doesn't come through at all when you text until
that's
I go
so
back.
Cruel.
Yeah, no, that's how it is. Well, good to see you, buddy. There
good
he is, everybody.
Too.
Nate Smith, thank you very much.
Thank you guys so much.
Right. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
I had a little presentation this week, and because of that presentation, Bobby decided to share his first kiss story with his wife, Caitlin. Well, not exactly. Amy asked his wife to share the story, and she shared the story with Amy, who then told the story on air. And Bobby had to clarify some things. So she thought the first kiss was a little awkward. He thought it was adorable. And they're both mixed feelings. But of course, now they're married. So it happened to work out. You're about to hear that story maybe for the first time. This is Bobby's first kiss story with his wife, Caitlin.
Number three.
We were talking about Morgan dating. She'd been on 10 dates in December. She PowerPointed the whole thing. It's a hilarious video. Go watch it at BobbyBones.com. But we got into the conversation of how guys try to give her a kiss on the first date. And Amy, you had asked me about my wife and myself, and I'm just perpetually an awkward person. But you and my wife are very close, and I know you asked her about it. What did she say?
Okay, so do you want me to read what she texted me back, like verbatim? Because I
yes,
will.
Go ahead, go ahead.
I shall.
Go ahead.
I shall. Well, it was a voice text, but you know, it transcribes it for you now.
Go
thank
ahead.
Goodness. Okay, our first kiss was our second date, technically, but in my mind, going into that night, I felt like it was our first date.
Okay, I'd like something to say about that when we come back. Make a note. Go ahead.
And that the night before was just like a hang, but I guess it was our second date, and we had gone to the Dancing with the Stars finale, and then this rap party thing, and then we were in an Uber, and he kissed me, and it was great, but knowing me, you know, I was mortified that there was another person in the car that could have possibly seen two adults kissing, and that was not something that I did or necessarily wanted to do in front of another person, but I'm very glad it happened, so yeah, that's the story. Hope you enjoyed it. Love you. Bye.
She acts like we're shooting an adult movie or something. People kiss all the time in lots of different places that are married, that are dating. It's just not that big a deal. And what had happened was the very first date that Caitlin and I ever went on, I thought it was a date. So we had met months before and her friend was from Oklahoma who did kind of PR stuff for me at Dancing with the Stars. So it was oddly an organic meet. Her friend was from Oklahoma. She said, this is my friend from Oklahoma. And so
I was going back to California. We had not messaged really at all on Instagram, or I didn't even have her number. And so then I messaged her and was like, hey, I'm coming to town. Do you want to go and do something? I don't remember the exact words. And she was like, yeah, sure. Well, when I was going in, I was going in to shoot To Tell the Truth, a game show. And I was like one of the celebrity panelists. And so I said, hey, I'm going to be done shooting this at like 6 p.m. Well, I didn't get done till like 8. And so she was just kind of chilling, waiting. So I finally get there like 2 hours late. I'm like, I'm so sorry. She's like, it's all good. So we go to like a salad place and just talk for a little bit. First time we'd ever been out. And I was like, wow, she's really cool. And I was only in town one more night, and I had to go to the Dancing with the Stars finale of that season, the next season. And I was like, do I ask her to go with me? Is that lame? Because I knew I had to sit at the table right by the dance floor. And so I was like, do you want to go? And she was like, yeah, I guess. But she also knew it was going to be on. So we went, and then, no, we had a great time, and we went to the rap party thing after. And then I just was like, what's up, baby?
Let's go for it.
Yeah, like, okay, so you're in
I
the
didn't,
Uber.
What's up, baby? I don't know. I think I just grabbed her and awkwardly stuck my tongue out and went toward her face.
Oh, okay.
That was the first, but I do remember it was in the backseat of a car, but I didn't think anything about the person looking. I think people probably kiss all the time, even if they're married 15 years in the back of an Uber.
Oh, they're used to that.
But yeah, well, no, there's no that. It'd be like if you're just with your wife and she's getting out to go drop her off at work.
Wait, you gave her a peck? No, you made out with her.
No, I didn't make out with her. No. Oh, not for the first kiss.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
Who makes out on a first kiss?
I thought that's
you
what
have
you do.
To. That's a first kiss. You got to go tongue.
No. Yeah. Well, you did say you had your tongue out.
No, I was kidding. That's just a representation of how awkward I am as a person.
Oh, so wait. We're talking about you kissing her like on the cheek?
Like goodbye?
No. Kissing her on the lips, but not with open mouth.
Oh, well, that's not even a kiss, on, man. No, I do that to my dad.
That's a good point.
I would never go open mouth to someone on a first kiss because they may not even want me to kiss them to begin with. So I'm not pushing too many things at once.
Okay, okay.
So I'm like, okay, let's see if she likes it.
Oh.
That's so awkward.
Okay.
But I'm not there. I don't think there's any. Maybe the second kiss you go tongue. Morgan, what's your philosophy on this? What if a guy goes real tongue on first kiss hard?
I mean, it's all about vibes. Like, I have, but yeah, it's okay if it hasn't.
So when Morgan says like, oh yeah, we kissed on the first date, yeah, like, is yeah, it like your kind of kiss?
Well, mine's not a like this. Mine's more like a. No, that's not it either. It's hard to make the sound, but it's more like a. If a full, what they call a French kiss, yeah, it's like a four, it's like a 10, it'd be like a 6. So a little mouth, slightly open, you know, okay.
No, so we get weird. It.
So you do a little bit of tongue?
No,
I don't really go tongue in, but it's just kind of like a slight open mouth, kind of my two lips,
yeah,
like trap her one lip type
okay,
thing.
Okay.
Yeah, we get it. Yeah. We get it. I have one more question.
Go ahead.
Were y'all holding hands at all in the back of the Uber before?
I don't remember.
Oh,
yeah, like, were you snuggled up or did you just like dive across the seat?
No.
Like, I mean.
I think there was like even a little thing in the middle of us in the back. Because I think it was like a car. I don't know if it was an Uber specifically, but they may have put us in a car.
Oh, okay.
Leaving the event. And there's like a little, I don't know what you call it, thing in the middle of you.
Yeah, like an armrest.
But a back seat car. Yeah. But yeah, no, everything I ever do is awkward the first time. Usually the 8th time too. So I'm surprised she remembers. And we did. I feel like the first night was a date, even though it was extremely late. And I remember showing up, and I showed up in a face full of makeup. Like, and if you just show up after a TV shoot, it looks weird because everything on you is shiny and nice, yeah, and your face is, it's so much makeup. Your hair.
That's Hollywood, though, dude.
I'm not Hollywood, though. And I felt like she thought I had more makeup on than she did. But I felt like that first night was a date. Well, obviously, she didn't. We also went to a club.
Like a oomph.
So I had her meet me at this restaurant of this hotel that was nearby, which is where we're going to go from. And there was a club. It was like a Wednesday evening. And so we went in for a little bit and people were going hard.
Like bottle service?
Hard. Like it was hardcore.
Oh.
It's hardcore.
Oh.
And there was a line out and it was like lots of people were smoking a lot of stuff.
Oh.
It's hardcore.
Okay. That's what I picture. I picture LA club.
They were looking at me like, why are you here? And I was like, I'm here with my baby. She doesn't know it yet. Oh, anyway, that's the story. Good.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Lunchbox called 911 again, and this time it was a personal one.
not some random person he saw on the street and did something about. No, it was for his mom. He called 911 to get an ambulance for his mom over Christmas. And Scuba Steve, he got the audio of it. And surprisingly, Lunchbox is cool, calm, and collected. Like, who is this man during this audio call? Because he never exists when we see him.
Number two.
Before we play the audio of the 911 call, Lunchbox, have you heard this?
No, I've not.
Okay. Hilarious, because if you call 911, it's there. It's public record. And so, Lunchbox, kind of recap for our audience why you called 911 over Christmas break.
Because my mom wasn't feeling well. She was just, like, disoriented, was sweating, like, had a fever. And she was very
flu.
I don't know, but she was very weak. And we were like, man, and my sister as a nurse did her little finger thing. Where a pulmometer, I don't know what it's called. You know what I'm talking about? The little, like when you go to
you put it on your finger. The oxygen.
Oxometer, yeah. Whatever you call it. I don't know. And my sister's like, your numbers are low. And we're like, man, you could just go to the ER, but you could sit there for hours and wait. And then something in the back of my head said, Ray always says, if you want to get to the front of the line, roll a truck.
Which means call 911 to get an ambulance.
Call an ambulance. And so I was like, all right, I guess I'm going to roll a truck.
Okay. So here is the actual call. Now, in hindsight, do you think you needed to call 911 for your mom?
Oh, probably not. No, I mean, I don't think it was that big of an emergency, but...
Did you then, though? But now, did you then?
Nah, not really.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. I just felt like, you know, she's not feeling good. It's not a waste of services, and I get to roll a truck.
Why is it not a waste of services? How do you just declare that?
Well, because they're going to help her. They're going to provide medical attention. Yeah.
Okay. Here's Lunchbox's 911 call.
Monday, December 25th. The time is 8:31 p.m.
911, what's your emergency?
I'm going to need an ambulance for my mom.
Okay. Can you tell me what's going on?
My mom is just kind of disoriented. She feels really bad, like she's sweating. And my sister did the pulse finger thing, and her numbers are low. I guess it's an oxygen thing. I don't know the right name, but my sister just thinks it was better if she goes to the hospital.
Okay, is she conscious and breathing?
Oh yeah. She's conscious and breathing. She's just having a really hard time getting around, and she's just kind of out of it. And I don't know. She feels really, really bad.
Okay, we have an ambulance on the way now. They should be there shortly.
Okay, and you got my address, right? My address is Avenue. I don't know if I said that earlier. I don't know. I just want to make sure you have the address.
Yes, we have your location. An ambulance is on the way.
Thank you so much. And an ambulance will be on the way, right?
Yes, they should be there soon.
Okay, thank you so much.
I got two things I want to say. One, I feel like now he knows we're going to call and get this audio.
Yes.
What do you mean?
The way you're talking.
I feel like you know it's going to be used for a bit. So you're like, I got a thing I want to say to you, ambulance.
Did he even say ambulance to the guy? Yeah, okay.
The guy's like, is she okay? He's like, yeah. I mean, she's on the Peloton right now. She'll be great.
She's watching TV.
Yeah, man. She's actually out in the yard.
No, he asked
digging
me
up worms.
He asked me if she's breathing and conscious. And I said, yeah, she is. Like, she's just having a hard time getting around.
Yeah. So they come. They don't turn the sirens on, though, right?
No, there's no sirens. None of that. It was just little lights, and then they just kind of drive away. And
the fire truck showed up first.
Yeah, because the fire truck is always the first one on the scene, man.
Not always, but...
But if there's one close, it gets there first.
Yeah, I mean, the fire station's, you know, a couple blocks.
Did you get in the back with her and ride to the hospital?
No, that was Dad's job.
Did you chase?
My sister did.
Okay, and you?
I stayed home.
His job was done.
He had the kids.
He called 911.
Yeah, I did. I got the truck there. And then I let them handle it. I was like, hey, from here, she's in your hands.
Yeah, he had to do Christmas dinner, remember?
Yeah.
Don't you feel like at the beginning of this call, if we played it back, he knows he's on the air? Just how he starts talking to the guy. Ray, just give me like the first 10 seconds of this.
Monday, December 25th. The time is 8:31 p.m.
911, what's your emergency?
I'm going to need an ambulance for my mom.
Okay. Can you tell me what's going on?
My mom is just kind of disoriented. She feels really bad, like she's sweating. And my sister...
Thank you. It almost feels like one of the characters he does.
Yeah. Like he's acting. Like he's acting class.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
When you're... Like right now, even. There's like a fake sincerity that he uses in his voice.
Huh? What?
Like...
Huh?
I think that's
my mom.
No, that's concerned.
There's disorientedness.
This is for my mom.
It's for the pulsanometer.
I think that is concern for my mother.
Your voice now is doing the fake thing again.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I like the dispatcher guy. I think he, after three questions, he's like, okay, so this isn't a big deal.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes, she has a cold. Okay.
Got it.
But just so everybody knows, she's good now, right?
Yeah, my mom's good, man.
How long was she at the hospital?
A day and a half.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Do they just have to hold her that long if she goes in?
Well, here's the thing. They can't legally just hold you. If she wanted to leave whenever she wanted, she could just leave. It's just they were running tests, you know what I mean? Checking her blood, giving her some fluids, giving her some steroids, some antibiotics. But she's good to go, man.
Right. How long until she was good to go?
Probably about 4 hours. But, you know, the middle of the night, so she spent the night, got some sleep, and...
Sounds like she just wanted to get away from the kids, all the kids in the house.
That could have been it, too.
I'm glad she's better, Lunchbox. And good job, Scuba Steve, on getting this 911 call.
Heck yeah, you know it.
All right.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Anna's Lunchbox trolled me for on part one. Yes, a segment that I am involved in came in at number one. Reluctant to meet. Guys, I don't want to put myself at these positions. It just happens. And this just so happens to have been a highly engaged, very a little bit viral-esque segment. Not totally viral because we're not hitting millions of views yet, but it's going up there and y'all have a lot to say about it. I did a Dating in December presentation to give everybody an update on my dating life and the 10 dates I went on in December. And let's just sit here as a reminder and say, guys, I did go on 10 dates. And yes, there's a lot of it. This presentation was meant to be funny. It's meant to be entertaining. Stop taking life so seriously, y'all, okay? I know. I mean, at some point, I got to start laughing that I haven't found a partner yet. So just bear with me. Here is my Dating in December presentation.
Number one.
Morgan, you've been single for how long?
About a year now.
How old are you?
I'm 30. Just turned 30.
Never been married.
Never been married.
You're out on the prowl.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're the aggressor at times?
I feel like sometimes I have to be because guys just don't do it anymore. Like, they don't want to go up to women anymore.
Why do you think that is?
I think it's partially that they're worried it's coming off as creepy, mm-hmm. and partially that they're just done doing it.
Like, they're tired of...
Yeah, tired of going up to women, tired of being rejected, which I get it. Like, I feel that. I'm tired of dating.
We're done as humans, then.
I know,
Mike. Well, it's tough. I also think, guys, too, you know, you're not taught to have to be as alpha and macho as...
Previous
generation.
Yeah.
That's just slowly not been the thing as much forever. It's not anything we've done or but think about the 50s. Hey, baby, get in the car now.
What?
60s. You know, you could just walk it, and every generation is a little less alpha, a little less macho.
Yeah.
But when I say that, I don't mean that as positive words, because I think women have also become more alpha. And I think guys sometimes get intimidated by that. So, but Morgan's been, and I wanted to do this. Hit me with that music, please. This is business music. What I like about Morgan is she's taking this thing clinical. So, Morgan, how many dates did you go on in December?
I went on 10 first dates.
10?
She has a whole spreadsheet of every single thing happening. She's done the data
love
here.
It.
Okay, so what are you going to talk to us about?
Well, do you want to see my presentation? Because I put it together.
It's a freaking PowerPoint.
Wow.
What in the world?
This is a business meeting.
This is how you do it. If it's not working one way, switch it up and do it another.
Okay, so allows me to see it in numbers.
Okay,
dates
so
in December.
Dating in December is what it says. Okay.
Okay.
I like it.
All right, so... Ready? 3 out of 10 dates just wanted to party the whole time.
Like 30% of dudes only want to go and get drunk.
Yes. They were just there to have a good time.
Okay. That's a party rock slide. So.
Yeah. I have funny titles on all of them.
Go ahead.
I'll let you read the titles, Bobby.
The title here is Smooth Talkers.
Ooh.
5 out of 10 dates actually had great conversation to bring to the table.
Were there any that were on the border and you're like, I don't know if I should do, they were good or not. And you were like, okay.
There was probably one that was on the border. There was 4 that were really solid. But one I was like, okay, he can lean into it.
Is it that they're smooth talkers? Because smooth to me feels like somebody who's trying extra hard to do extra much. Or did you just hit it off with them more?
It's hard to tell because I'm a really good talker, so I'm not sure if I'm just really good at talking to a brick wall.
Oh, okay.
She's warm. Morgan's
she's
warm.
She's talking to
yeah,
yeah. Like, I can bring a lot out of somebody. I'm really good at interviewing and finding information out about people, so it's hard for me to tell. These were the ones I could tell they were also good at it.
Were any of them just real bad and you know immediately it's not going to work?
Yes. There was one.
How did that go?
I just kind of went through the motions and I kind of treated it like, okay, this is just me hanging out with a friend and we're getting lunch that I'll never see again.
And then do you try to eat fast?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. You try to move along.
All right, next slide.
Okay.
Crying through awkwardness.
What?
1 out of 10 dates was awkward that I nearly cried in the bathroom. It was
that one?
Yeah.
Why would that make you emotional?
More like cry out of like cringing, more like, okay, I got to get out of this. I don't know how to get out of it. I'm really bad at rejecting things. So I'll just kind of sit there and deal with it versus I know a lot of people who can just like be like, okay, I'm done. I'm leaving. Whereas I just went through the whole thing, the motion, like I finished the date.
Wait, people don't, they just in the middle, they just are like, okay, this isn't working. So we might as well save each other time and I'm
yeah.
gonna go.
And this guy was very adamant about us going out to eat on the first date where I really like to go for coffee or a drink or make it pretty a chill first date. And he was really adamant about eating on the first date and it was very awkward. It was just awkward from start to finish.
Maybe is it because he loved food or is it because he just felt like that was his environment to shine?
Yeah, maybe he knows he needs more time to hook.
Or maybe he'd like, if it's really good food, yeah, like you can't leave.
Right.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Gosh. Okay. So, a little awkwardness.
Okay, next up. This one's just titled Cringe.
Okay. 1 out of 10 dates, there was a near miss of my worlds colliding.
Exes?
No. So, I went on 2 dates, one on a Friday night, one on a Saturday, and they both chose the same restaurant, so I had the same server.
That's awesome. Now, was the server A+?
Yes, he didn't say anything, and he just treated it like he never saw me before.
Did he? Do you think he remembered you?
Yeah, he totally did, because when he came to the table, his eyes kind of got really big, and then he just went back and was like, how are you guys? What have you been here before? And I was like,
A+, no. Good job, man.
All right, man.
So
you
great
know what?
Server.
You need to be rewarded somehow, some way, not financially by Morgan or anything, but like in life. I hope something good befalls you.
Maybe he's the dude after all this.
Was he cute?
He was cute, but not somebody I'd pursue.
Okay,
no.
Got it.
Maybe not.
All right, next up. Hometown hero.
1 out of 10 dates happened in my hometown of Wichita, Kansas.
You did a date home?
Yeah, you know, trying some different things.
I like that.
So was it a setup or an app?
It was an app. Okay.
And how did that go?
It was good. He was a good match. And I was pleasantly surprised, but I did have to go through a lot of people on the dating apps in Wichita that I was not going to go on a date with.
I'd be so annoyed if I was that dude, because it's like, you're this dude in Wichita, you're probably has a good career, good life. You meet a great girl and she doesn't even live in the same town.
Right. I did put that I lived in Nashville.
No, I know, but I'm saying you're like, wow, she's really cool. Oh man, she lives like 8 hours away. That's
all I hear right now is, Wichita.
Yeah. What happened with that dude? Did you get to talk to him at all?
So he's actually a big traveler, and so he'll be coming through Nashville, and I think we may go on another date then.
Hey. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
All right, what else?
That's cool.
City of Dreamers.
9 out of 10 dates were in Nashville, Tennessee.
Got it.
So
how many more are these? I like it, but I just want to make sure I know.
I think there's maybe like 4 more.
Okay, good. I would do 20 more. I just don't know when it ends.
I don't either.
Okay. This one says, so I can kiss you anytime I want.
Reference to my favorite movie, Sweet Home Alabama. 3 out of 10 dates went in for the first kiss on the first date.
Wow.
This is great data.
Wait, like where though?
30%.
What do you mean where?
Like, well, y'all meet.
On the lips.
On the lips, Amy. The
where else did you
get?
On the hand.
Okay, guys, that's not what I meant.
Oh, God.
Like, I'm pretty sure Morgan meets them. Like, they don't pick her up at her house for first date. So I'm curious where they kiss, like on the sidewalk outside the restaurant?
Yeah, what's up?
At the restaurant?
2 of them were when they walked me to my car at the end of the date.
Okay.
And 1 was at the bar.
What's the typical move now of a guy walking you to the car? Do you like know it's coming? Is it slow? I was like, well, this was a lot of fun. Like, is it, how does it happen now?
It's very awkward. I've noticed that it's just gotten more increasingly awkward.
Yeah.
They aren't very smooth with it. It's kind of like a very awkward, they go in for the hug and then it somehow kind of happens.
They like slide in real quick.
Yeah. Like dark. It's not very smooth.
What about the bar? Was just drunk?
Yeah, I think we both had like 2 drinks and it was just we were having fun and it felt right.
Yeah, that's good. That one's better.
That one was smooth.
Yeah.
The car ones are the ones that are awkward.
Like I know my wife crushes me about the first time I kissed her.
How was that?
I don't think it was as bad as she says. She was just, I don't know. You ask her because she makes me seem like an awkward person.
Because well. You're not that. No.
Okay, go ahead. Next one. Same day, Sally.
0 out of 10 of the dates did I go on the same day. So I improved. I didn't.
Oh, you mean you didn't do 2 in 1 day? Got it. Okay, good.
Like I did the month before.
Missed opportunity.
Only two of the 10 dates earned themselves a second date.
Wow, her burn ratio is 80%. Is Wichita one of the two?
Yes.
And only one of the other nine in town? Are Nashville dudes just losers because it's like the industry and they feel like they have to be cool because the industry's kind of cool?
A little bit. I mean, that's why I call it the city of dreamers. I feel like people come here chasing a dream and they're not really here to find a family or settle down. They're very focused on living a dream.
You know, that's interesting.
Yeah, that is.
And that wasn't what I was meaning, but that's interesting too. Like, their focus is on
their dream.
This and, like, you know, have a little fun. But if you come and let's say you're kind of overwhelmed or it's a lot, Nashville's cool, everybody's got a good singer, tattoos, art, you're like, well, I gotta be cooler than I really am. And so you put up this I'm cooler image, or you get tattooed, and all of a sudden you're kind of a douche. And so a lot of dudes are douches, not because they're actually douchey people, but because they feel like they have to have that image.
They're trying to keep up.
Mm-hmm. I do think there's some of that for sure.
Okay, and?
I think this is my last one.
Check, please.
Okay, 10 out of 10 dates paid for the first date.
Nice.
And 10 out of 10 dates I fake reached for my wallet.
Nice. Both great.
Yeah. And they said, you do the fake reach, and they're like, no, I got it.
Always fake reach.
Mm-hmm. I got a question. What if one of them would have said, yeah, let's split it?
Then she splits it.
No, I would have done it. Hey, yeah. I was already reaching.
Okay, no. I'm talking about if they were one of the two guys that earned a second date, would they still have earned a second date?
Probably not, just because I
well, she can have her own opinion,
dude. Right?
Yeah, she gets her own opinion.
Yeah.
And we always say, the guy didn't have to pay for the first date. Chimes are changing. No. It's
she gets
so
her
ridiculous.
Own opinion and how she dates and who she dates.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah, the two, I feel the exact same way, Morgan. So.
Yeah, I'm like, the first date, yes, I'm also not expecting a fancy steak dinner.
Gold diggers? We got two women here that make really great living, probably more than any dude they're going to date. Both of them.
Okay.
It's going to be problematic, probably, because our generation can't.
That's awesome.
That's my dating in December.
Did you get all this on video, Eddie?
Oh, yeah, I have it all.
So we can just put this all up as a PowerPoint?
I'd like to get those slides from you, please.
Yeah, I got you.
So maybe in spring, you know, if you're still single, give us like a January through March PowerPoint. I hope it ends with, and here he is.
Yes, the final slide.
Oh, the dude moves here from
and no more meetings.
I did eat the grapes under the table.
I saw that.
New Year's Eve.
And that.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What was
she
was
sitting under the table eating grapes.
It's a Spanish Mexican
with
tradition.
Red underwear.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
And then she hit Eddie on the shoulder, like, you should know that you're Spanish Mexican.
It's a thing.
Don't know.
Hey,
it.
You're Spanish Mexican. How do you not know your own culture?
Huh?
It's a thing. It's supposed to bring you good luck and prosperity and love.
Well, Morgan, good luck.
Thank you.
And prosperity and love.
Did the Wichita guy listen to the show?
No.
That's good. That's wow. I mean, not that it's bad if they do, but Wichita's
what's bad
our
is if they
city.
Do and they lie.
Yeah, he said he did.
He listens. Everybody in Wichita listens.
No, that's not true.
What's bad is hold on, because you can't punish people for liking the show. What you can punish them for lying that they don't listen. There's a big difference. So,
ooh, this brings up a question.
Because I would do that with friends. A lot of people I'd meet, I'd be like, hey, I can't be their friend. They're like, you know, they'd be in the music industry.
Right.
And she would go, wait. You can't punish them because of this. Now, if they're acting this way because they're in the music industry and you're, so you need to stop doing. So similarly, I've had to kind of adapt to that.
Okay, question. My friend met a guy that has a very popular podcast and he approached her and was like, hey, you know, have we met yet? You know, just they're at the same place and they may
the
often. Yeah, she listens to it, but she didn't. She just was like, "Oh no, we haven't met." And then they met.
She needs to jump quick.
Okay, well, what I
like, I text him right now and be like,
"Hey, he didn't get her number yet."
Next time, she'd be like, "Oh my god, whatever." Okay. She'd be like, "I don't want to say it, but I like your podcast. I listen to it."
Okay.
Because once he finds out, he'll think it's a super fan stalker killer, or he doesn't care and he's just gonna have sex with her and move on anyway.
Okay.
I mean, really, that's the two things.
All right.
But there's going to be no, he's not going to trust to have a relationship with her.
Okay. Thank you for saying that. Because
yeah. Oh,
I was kind of like,
bad. Shoot,
I'll have to ask Bobby because I don't know what
Rogan
should do. She didn't say it right away.
Joe Rogan?
No, but you know him.
Oh. Mm. Okay. All right.
I got an idea.
I don't. I have no idea. Morgan, thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Alrighty, everybody, that's it for me this weekend. I hope you enjoyed all these segments. Again, check out part one, part three this weekend with Lunchbox. Maybe you haven't given him a chance in recent weeks, recent months. give him a chance on these parts because I think you'll really enjoy them. He is funny and he has some cool stories to share. So please, for the sake of me and us trying to hit 1 million again this month, go listen to part one and part three. I hope you guys have a fabulous weekend. Appreciate you guys hanging out with me every weekend. I love y'all. Goodbye.
That's the best bits of the week with Morgan. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to check out the other two parts this weekend.
Go follow the show on all social platforms.
At Bobby Bones Show.
And follow at Webgirl Morgan.
To submit your listener questions for next week's episode.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.